You're listening to SBS News.
7-year-old Charlie was diagnosed with autism when he was 3, after his family noticed developmental delays. His mother, Jodie Mizzi, says she could tell he was a little different.
Charlie, in his ordinary life, would try and avoid touching any sort of sensory stimulus he found really difficult and would avoid it.
It was a Facebook post in an autism awareness group that first introduced Miss Mizzi to the idea of getting an autism therapy dog for Charlie. That's when a golden Labrador came into their lives, and Miss Mizzi says the impact on Charlie was immediate.
Yahtzee, just by Charlie patting him, or by Yahtzee leaning his head against his lap, or cuddling up to Yahtzee, really gets that sensory system going where Charlie's feeling a lot calmer.
With Yahtzee by his side, Charlie's development has improved dramatically.
One of the biggest changes is that his language, so he was non-verbal when we first got Yahtzee. So, of course, we have speech and language therapy, but Yahtzee gives us a tool where we can practice that speech therapy in real terms. Also, self-regulation, so having that stimulus, being able to pat, having, you know, that deep pressure therapy of Yahtzee's head on his lap really helps Charlie regulate his behaviour.
The transformation that the family experienced isn't unique in the world of animal-assisted therapy. 25-year-old Danny Stevens lives with Baloo, a seizure-alert Labrador. Miss Stevens explains how when Baloo barks, she knows to get to a safe place where she won't be injured during a seizure.
She smells the chemicals that come out of my body that my body releases before a seizure, and when she smells them, she'll bark. And so I know that in a few minutes I'm going to have a seizure. So I can go and sit down, and I can also tell someone I'm going to have a seizure so I don't fall and hit my head, and I can get someone to help me.
While Miss Stevens also takes medicine to control her seizures, she says there's nothing else out there as effective as her assistance dog.
For us, there's no other device or anything else currently available that I could do to enhance my life. So Baloo has been a big blessing because she's given me so much more freedom and, yeah.
Danny and Charlie's dogs are part of a new wave of animals being used in healthcare to alleviate the effects of various conditions. But despite the assistance dog sector exploding in recent years, experts say the laws and regulations are a shambles. Laws allowing people to take their assistance animals into public spaces like shops, public transport and restaurants are creating confusion, often meaning people are not allowed to travel or enter a premises with their animal. And it's not just dogs. Chickens, horses and an array of different animals can now be defined as an assistance animal. Professor Pauline Bennett, an expert in human and animal relationships from La Trobe University, says it's time for a national accreditation and identification system to clear up confusion.
Not all dogs are safe in public, and if we have one assistance dog in a restaurant, that's a good thing. But if we have 30 dogs, one of which is a genuine assistance dog and 29 of which are pretending to be, that is just a recipe for disaster.
Miss Bennett says laws are inconsistent between states and don't correspond to the Federal Disability Discrimination Act.
So I'm not saying what the system is, I'm saying we need a system where we can identify legitimate cases.
Advocates in the sector are hoping with national accreditation, something as simple as possessing a special ID card, those with assistance animals can move freely. Paul Harper, a disability lawyer and law academic at the University of Queensland, says this would be the best way forward.
Yeah, I think it can definitely be done under the regulations. It would have to be wired, have to be researched and well thought out. But I think you have a piece of plastic and a card with a photo of the person, photo of the dog. It doesn't have to say what the disability is or anything. The point is, if a federal government has decided that that person's qualified to be with that animal in that place, then if you show that card, then that animal is allowed in.
But Mr. Harper knows there's still a long way to go before assistance animals become the norm. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.